From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr stormed Iraq's parliament building Saturday to protest a continuing deadlock in approving a new cabinet. The incident inside the Iraqi parliament building followed Sadr's denunciation of the government's failure to reform a political quota system that's blamed for rampant corruption. Inside the chamber, protesters danced, waved Iraqi flags, and chanted pro-Sadr slogans. Sadr's supporters have been demonstrating in Baghdad for weeks, responding to their leader's call to put pressure on Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to follow through on months-old reform promises. Hours after the protesters stormed the parliament, Abadi called on them to return to areas set aside for demonstrations and not infringe on public property. The demonstrators set up tents inside the Green Zone, which houses government ministries, the parliament, and foreign embassies, including the U.S. embassy. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Geneva Sunday for talks on the Syrian situation. A State Department statement said Saturday that Kerry will discuss ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities throughout Syria. The secretary's trip comes after five people died in airstrikes by government warplanes and helicopter gunships in rebel-held areas of the northern Syrian city of Aleppo on Saturday. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling, rocket fire, and air raids in the contested city since April 22nd. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Authorities in Italy are searching for more than 80 migrants still missing after an inflatable boat they were riding in sank off the coast of Libya. The International Organization for Migration said that as many as 110 people, all from West African states, were on board the ship when it went off the coast of Libya. An Italian cargo vessel rescued 26 people from the boat that was sinking. The rescued migrants were transferred to an Italian Coast Guard vessel and taken to Lampedusa. The IOM says that 1,244 people have died or gone missing this year in the Mediterranean as they tried to cross from North Africa or Turkey to Europe. Rescue crews in the Kenyan capital Nairobi continue searching for survivors after flooding caused a six-story residential building to collapse, killing at least 12 people and trapping an unknown number inside. Authorities said Saturday more than 134 people have been rescued and taken to hospitals to treat their injuries. The residential building is located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood in Nairobi. Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, set fire to the country's ivory stockpile on Saturday with more than 100 tons of elephant tusk and rhino horn going up in smoke. As VOA's Jill Craig reports, the massive burn was intended to send a message that ivory is worth more on an elephant than it is in the market.
Plumes of smoke filled the air of a muddy Nairobi National Park as Kenya's President Kenyatta presided over the burning of 105 tons of elephant ivory as well as 1.35 tons of rhino horn.
The height of the pile of ivory before us marks the strength of our resolve. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest haul of ivory and horn ever to be destroyed in this manner.
Critics have argued that poor countries like Kenya should sell the ivory to improve the lives of their people. The Kenya Wildlife Service has responded that selling these illegal trophies dramatically increases elephant poaching, threatening the animal's very existence. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
And a group of lions rescued from circuses in Peru and Colombia has arrived in South Africa to begin a new life in the bush. The lions will live in the Imoya Big Cat Sanctuary, a 5,000-hectare reserve in South Africa's northern Limpopo province. The organization Animal Defenders International rescued the cats and organized the airlift operation. Some of the animals had been declawed or had teeth missing. One is almost blind, and another is missing an eye. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.